ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
In a world where we're trying to become more sustainable, the three R's, renew, reuse and recycle, are so important. But are we repairing enough of our goods? New legislation to encourage consumers to repair broken household items instead of replacing them has been passed in the EU. This will ensure that more products are repaired within their legal guarantee and that consumers have easier and cheaper options to repair products that are technically repairable when the legal guarantee has expired or when the good is not functional anymore as a result of wear and tear. The European Parliament voted in favour of draft legislation to strengthen the rights of consumers when seeking a repair on items such as washing machines, Hoovers and smartphones. Fine Gael, MEP for Ireland South Deirdre Clune, spoke to Sarah Coleman about this legislation that she believes will bring multiple benefits.
The right to repair, so that the consumer, you can ask for a product to be repaired if it's within the guarantee period. But, the products we're considering are things like washing machines or a television or a smartphone. Hoovers have been mentioned, or vacuum cleaners. And you know, when you consider those items, we've all had the situation whereby they need to be, well, probably might be cheaper. You might be encouraged to get a new product, and we don't want that. We want to encourage repair. It's cheaper, but it's also, there's being a huge demand from consumers for this. They don't want to throw away their goods because of the impact on the environment, because it's a waste and creating more waste. So that's what this is about. So that to remove that, what we call planned obsolescence, where things become obsolete and you say, oh, I have no choice but to go in and buy a new one. Mm-hmm. To try and deter that. So basically, as I say, it's items like the washing machines and televisions, mm-hmm. and smartphones are number one too, and your battery goes, that wouldn't, mm-hmm. you could get a new battery.
And all the goods, most goods, you know, have to be repaired between, or will be repaired within 0 to 2 years if there is damage. But there is talks now of extending that to 10 years, especially for the likes of washing machines as well, which is handy.
Which is great, yeah, that's good, yeah. So this is the Parliament's wishes now, so we want to make sure that that's what's agreed at the whole scenario. And at the same time then, I'm conscious that we need to still have factories that make washing machines, you know, that's still a business as well. But at the same time, you know, there are jobs as well in this when you look at it along the lines in terms of small businesses repairing, you know, providing those parts, those spare parts that are often not available and hard to get, but that's all being addressed now as well, that there'll have to be a certain amount in stock and that the manufacturers will have to provide those parts for whoever should be repairing.
And the 1 year extension after the repair and the possibility for consumers to contact the manufacturer directly, they're already in place, but do you think it goes far enough? Is there more that needs to be done in this regard?
Well, there's always much more that needs to be done, but as I say, this is a balance we have between consumers' rights or consumers' wishes and exactly making sure that we do have businesses that can operate and make profit and worthwhile staying in business, that they don't just throw their hands up in the air and walk away from it. So we have to get that balance right. You know, this is a very good day for consumers, I think, very balanced day, and for the environment as well, because we've moved a lot in terms of with our local authorities in terms of collecting these goods, the free collection. But at the same time, I think we're conscious that there is an awful lot of waste and effort to go into dealing with those products when they are a waste, to make sure that they can be disposed of in an environmentally friendly manner. So the longer we can keep them in circulation, in what we call the circular economy, the better all round.
Mm-hmm. And consumers opting for replacement instead of repair, it's 12 billion per year that they're losing. Why do you think there is a reluctance for people to get something repaired as opposed to replaced?
I think there isn't that there is a reluctance, but there is how can you do it? Where can you get it? The parts aren't available. The manufacturers don't want to know. We don't. So it's in many cases it's easier. It might be with labour as well. They can add to the cost. It makes it like there may be a cost choice there, and there's just opt for the cheaper option, which in some cases can be replacing the item completely. But we want to get away from that.
This legislation introduces a new right to repair for consumers, both within and beyond the legal guarantee. To find out more about your right to repair, check out the EU Parliament's website.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.